I knew he was dangerous at 20. He's told you exactly who he is. I met Amar Campanajar at San Diego State in 2010. He was beautiful. I mean that literally. The kind of face that makes people forgive things they shouldn't, paired with a presence that filled every room. He said exactly what each person in front of him needed to hear. He was seeing a girl at the time and not being faithful to her. My best friend and I met over our shared contempt for him. We were 20. We thought, people change. He did not change. He ran for Congress, not city council, not school board, not the state legislature. Congress, at 28. Lost. Ran again. Lost again. Ran for Chula Vista mayor with a 24-point Democratic registration advantage. Lost. Joined the Navy. Now he's running for Congress again. The San Diego Union-Tribune called him a brazenly cynical ideological chameleon whose views depend on his audience. This is the local paper of record. They got there after 6 years of watching him. Let me give you a taste of what the record looks like. In October 2020, he sat down for cigars and whiskey with a far-right group called Defend East County and told him he would not have voted to impeach Donald Trump, that Amy Coney Barrett seemed very qualified, that he supported the border wall, and that he would investigate Trump, Biden, and Hillary, all of them. The next day, he told KPBS it was 99% likely he'd vote for Biden and that the Clintons were fine and there was nothing there. 24 hours. Two completely different people. He had donated $650 the month before to a gun owner PAC that opposed the assault weapons ban he now claims to support. His grandfather was Muhammad Yusuf Al-Najjar, a co-founder of Fatah tied to the 1972 Munich Olympics massacre. In 2018, Amar condemned him. Before it was publicly relevant, in 2015, he called him a legend and a hero on Instagram. He deleted the posts when they surfaced. By 2019, he was saying maybe his grandfather wasn't actually responsible for Munich. Then he requested a warm personal meeting with Ehud Barak, the man who ordered the operation that killed his grandparents. Three positions on the same dead grandfather in 3 years. After losing Chula Vista, he joined the Navy Reserve as a direct commissioned public affairs officer. He used his uniform as the primary graphic on campaign materials. The Navy Inspector General issued corrective action in April 2026. Fedowins told reporters they could smell the resume padding immediately. The Jacobs family, including Owen Jacobs of Qualcomm, has put over $200,000 into his three losing campaigns. For 2026, Owen alone put $500 into a super PAC. Bezos' money added $250,000 more. His own party gave him 18% of delegate votes and endorsed his opponent. I knew this at 20. The pattern is the same. He will tell you what you need to hear in whatever costume the room requires. Do not give Amar Campanajar political power.